I think everyone who loves the Lord has a desire not only to receive forgiveness from the Lord for their sin, but to be set free fully from sin by the Lord. Otherwise, we just sin every day, all the time. And we say, oh Lord, I'm sorry, I take your blood. Oh Lord, I'm sorry, I take your blood. And then we fall again and again. That's really a sad experience, a tragic experience. But our desire is, Lord, make me free. Make me free from sin. Satan wants us to be slaves of death. Satan wants us to be slaves of sin. Slaves have no freedom. If someone tells a slave, do something, the slave has to do it. And we say, Lord, forgive me, I take your blood. And every day, we're still slaves of sin. We thank the Lord for his forgiveness, of course. Praise the Lord for forgiveness. It's very simple. Take the blood and everything is forgiven. But I don't just want to be forgiven. I want to be sanctified. I want to be set free. This voice is maybe not as loud as some others. Everyone wants to be made free. I do not want to be a slave of sin. And the Lord also doesn't always want to just be forgiving us all the time. Forgiving, 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 forgiving. And of course, we treasure and appreciate forgiveness, but we also treasure freedom, liberty. I want to be set free. Or do you not want to be set free? Do you not want to be free of sin and death? That's why the Lord not only gave us the trespass offering. He prepared the trespass offering for us because he knows that we are still weak, that we are not completed, that we need his blood. But the Lord's ultimate goal is to set us free of sin. Or do you not want to be set free? Yes, of course. Of course we do. And in Romans 6, it says so that we would no longer be slaves of sin. And he who has died, he is free of sin. He who has died has been freed from sin. It's Romans 6, verse 7. We have such a wonderful liberty. We not only have forgiveness of sins, we have been set freed from sin. And the priests need to learn this, to be strong. We don't want to be overcome by sin, but we want to be more than conquerors through the life. And for this, we need to eat this offering. Don't forget to eat. Not just to take the blood, but to eat. If we take this sin offering together with the unleavened bread and the unleavened cakes, we need to also eat. Then we will be strengthened if we only wash but do not eat. It's not sufficient. It's not enough. Eating is what makes you strong. Praise the Lord. And by eating this sin offering, by eating this young bull, then we eat the breast and the shoulder. Praise the Lord. With all the bread and the cakes and the unleavened flour, unleavened, mixed with the oil. When we eat this, then we will inwardly be strengthened. Then it's not a problem to be set free. Then it's easy. Then we can even overcome. We overcome, are more than conquerors. Romans says we are more than conquerors. Not because you are so strong, but because he has discovered this wonderful nourishment, especially for the consecration of the priest. Can you imagine if a priest is fainting while he's serving? All of a sudden, the priest is unconscious while serving, while ministering. That's not good, right? Priests needs to be prepared in such a way. So it's not just about the clothes, the priestly garments, but also the food, the priestly food. It's wonderful, everything that the Lord prepared for us. Otherwise, at the end, we are serving and serving and serving, and everything is broken in the end. There's no continuity. There's no perseverance. The priest needs to be well nourished to be strong. Praise the Lord. Then we also have a wonderful food. Praise the Lord, Noah.